Oh, okay. Make these last couple of
Oh
days.
no.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You ready to
Ones I didn't plan on doing.
stuff together? Yeah. All right.
Council, sir.
You ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
I'll call this meeting to order. Please join stand and remove caps, silence cell phone, and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now we'll go ahead and call the roll.
Onyx, here. Lindman, here. Moore, here. Rendell,
here.
Snyder,
here.
Youngquist,
here. Okay, we have an agenda here. We had a little one addition to it in the last couple of days. I would call for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you, Fran. And is that Elaine? Elaine, second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we have a special event request for this Junkin' Sisters Shop Hop, which is coming this weekend. And you've got the information there. Sally, do they have the insurance coverage? It's not indicated on the form.
I have the vendor's insurance forms, but not the public.
Okay.
I will also have the business's insurance.
Okay, is that what we would need? The insurance for the business or for the purpose like for you or Duncan or the who is the JT6?
JT6 is the coffee truck. We have that on file.
Oh, I see. That's the one you're referring to.
Also, the Eaton Good Kettle Corn we have there.
Okay.
They're permanent.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Okay.
I'll make the motion. We approve the event.
Thank you. And I second by Isla. Thank you, Bethany and Isla. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, the ayes have it. Now to our workshop, our capital improvement plan. We do have some guests here tonight. I assume you're maybe here to speak about something to this issue. Should we? Would you like to speak now or in the, okay, sure. Come on up to the podium and introduce yourselves, although I think everybody knows you.
Meyer, Main Street Washington Director. I just wanted to, because I know you're talking about your plan and the downtown street phase two. I just want to impress upon you the importance of it and the significance of really continuing that streetscape. But also say that most of the downtown retailers that I talked to, the stores and services, the bricking in the middle, we know is a pretty large expense and isn't something that is necessary to continue. So just in case, I know a lot of the time it's been kind of referred to as a beautification project aside from the water main stuff. And while the appearances are important because like Purposeful U, they are off of the square. And they're having all of those vendors there, and it is huge. They are a huge draw for shoppers and visitors from out of town. And a lot of times people will go to their store and just leave after they're done because it's not inviting to go from their store to the square and vice versa. So we had the craft fair this weekend, and while Leslie does great on weekends like that, she's one of the ones that suffers because they're off of the square and it's not accessible. Mothers with strollers, anybody in wheelchairs, if you have a walker, it's not easy to get to her store. And there's, as you probably know, really nowhere vacant on the square, other than like one or two places that we're working on, but there's nowhere to grow on the square. So we have to grow off of the square. And that's where the streetscape plan would really help. We know it won't be immediate, but as long as it's still top of mind and in the plan in the next couple of years, Main Street is willing to help look for grants. Main Street Iowa and Main Street America both have processes where we can help with street closures and bring them in and have a help if anything's closed. How do we keep those stores was open and things like that. They're a really good asset and have been doing that for years and for communities the same as us. So I just want to make sure that you know that. And any questions as of the Main Street District or you might have for me, we did submit some letters of support as well that really just remind you that it's a safety issue and an accessibility issue. Ann Williams submitted one of those letters, and she was in a car accident a couple years ago and couldn't get to her office for a while because she's on Iowa and there's just steps. So she did go back with a walker, but if she had gone back with a wheelchair, she wouldn't have been able to get to her office.
Mm.
So it's not just retail, it's the services as well. And we do have some vacancies off of the square that we would like to fill, but they're not very inviting right now. So.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Sam? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Would anyone else like to speak? Mary or Jan? Do you have any comments? Go ahead.
Something new? Or are you gonna?
Oh, whoever wants to talk.
I'm here to represent Relay for Life. So I turned in all the paperwork. I have called all of the people on our list to let them know and okayed it and talked with the chamber. And anyway, now it's in the hands of here. The date on that is June 29th. And it's that we're wanting the square uptown, just like what we did before.
Mm-hmm.
The map is in there, just like it was before. And it's just one day, again, 10 to 8 p.m.
Okay. Have you filled out the form?
I've received it. It'll be on the agenda for next week since it's a special session. It wasn't included.
Oh, I didn't realize it's a special session.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, we will. If we have all the paperwork, we will definitely.
And since you've already represented and let us know,
right?
Not a problem.
You don't need.
We'll vote on.
You don't need to come back.
I left a football game to come.
Oh my!
Left the football game.
So no, that's fine. So it, and I think they even sent the insurance right to you, Sally.
Okay.
So you're all
right. Everything was there.
You're good to go.
You're good.
Did you mention your name? I'm sorry.
Jan Miller.
Jan Miller.
Yes. All right. Okay. We'll watch for it next week.
All right. Thank you
so much.
Donna.
Sure.
Now I'm going to go back to me.
Okay. That's fine. So, all right. Well, not sure how exactly to crack this nut, but how would you suggest? Anybody have any ideas suggesting for how to proceed on this? Maybe taking questions first.
Let's just review what you've done and what's different here. Just go over and just talk to us about the changes you've made and the thought process we went through.
Okay, so we added a bunch of water main. After all the water main breaks that we've been having lately, I spent some time with JJ and we added some water mains. So a lot of them well, I'll start at the bottom. In fiscal year 28, the West Jefferson water main, that was just added. In 27, East Main water main, 12th to 2nd, was added. The 26, the East 3rd water main, 7th through 12th, was an addition, an amendment. And then on 25, we actually moved the South Avenue water main, the South Avenue B water main down to 25 instead of this year. And then we added the East 3rd water main, 2nd to 7th. Mm-hmm. We added under 25, we added the sidewalk on North D from basically the railroad tracks to approximately 307 North D, because that sidewalk gets used, kids walk from the Y to St. James, and there's only a sidewalk for part of the way. And we noticed this when we did our walk assessment a year ago. And so that we added that because that needs to be done, I think. basically, that's the stuff that we added. That's pretty much what we added.
So I think intersections that we've got. We've got several very bad intersections.
Yes. South 12th to Tyler to Adams paving is on 27. And then we have the overlay and on South Avenue B from Sittler to Madison.
Which year was that in?
That's on 28 and the other one was on 27.
Okay. And what was the one in 27 that you just mentioned?
South 12th from Tyler to Adams.
Okay.
And again, like, you know, this is a working document. So just because we, this is where it is right now, as, and that's why we amended some of this with the water main, because as things are, get in worse condition, it needs to move up and become a higher priority. So if there's issues with any streets, just because it's maybe in here under 26 or 27, if it becomes an issue, we move it up.
So other than the South 12th, Tyler to Adams, which is kind of a major project, the others are more in-house things that we
Yes, a lot of these are in-house projects.
Okay. All right. I noticed, should we just go into questions now? I mean, I did have some things.
I do too.
Anybody else has some? Like,
I have several.
We had, I mean, I noticed some of the things, especially in 2024, like the money was coming from the water fund for several things. Is that the water fund sufficient to cover those things?
Yes. So the things that are in 24, we would have budgeted.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, anything that's in fiscal year 24
is something
is that, stuff that's already in the is already in the budget,
right? And then
because we're in fiscal year 24 right now,
right? And then moving out from there, anything else that's coming from water or from sewer,
we would look at putting it and taking it out of the water and sewer fund.
Okay. And the water and sewer fund can handle that, or
well, we'll figure it out when we plan the budget.
All right. Okay.
But that's the plan. It's just, you know.
Okay.
My question is lead service lines. We are going to have to address that.
Right. There is nothing budgeted yet because we have no idea when, for one thing. And then there is grant money that we can get. And according to what I've been told, our city should qualify for a lot of grant money. Okay. So we
should we put it in for at least put it on here for a year? So that at least we have a plan or a date. I hate having it hanging out there. Yeah, we have it, but you know, it worries me that it's not, because I think it's great if we get all those grants, talk about icing on the cake, but if we don't, we better have a backup plan.
How much have we kind of assessed of the city? Do we have I know we're still in the progress.
We've made a dent. And I know maintenance is going to make it a very high priority that we take two guys every week to pothole, and then we're taking a block or a subdivision and we're going to pothole two or three and determine from there. We cannot pothole everything. We cannot check every single service line. But we need to have the inventory done.
Yeah.
I'm
just really concerned that grant money is going to just dry up and we are going to be lookout.
We don't even know at this point.
Right. They haven't even finalized the grant.
No, we don't.
They haven't opened it up. They haven't finalized it. Nothing yet.
It really worries me that we don't even have it on here because it could cost us a lot of money. I mean, we don't know. We don't.
Right.
It's going to hurt. Wow. And it's going to hurt. I don't know what the answer, I can't say what the answer is, but this is a huge project.
I mean, we could put it in, I wouldn't say if we put it in maybe 27, because, okay, so the inventory is due in October 24, which would be 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them getting everything and turning it around.
It's hard. You got to throw. I think it's hard, but I think it needs to be thrown in there so it's on the horizon, because I don't want, say, we all switch out and it comes up again and they're going, oh, what lead service line? Why isn't it on here?
Okay.
So I think it really needs, we need to keep it in the forefront, because it's going to cost not only the city, but it is, there's going to be some expense to some of our homeowners.
And, for sure.
We need to be quite diligent about the effect that it's going to have on these people as well. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it shouldn't be a CIP item, at least out there for planning?
Makes sense to list it. I mean, it could be on the future years and unscheduled.
But I don't know how you estimate how much it's going to cost. Because we don't even know how much of a problem we have. We don't know what the costs are going to be. There is a potential of grant money available. It's going to be the whole country.
Apply for grant money, but then do we need to use water money? Do we need to use?
But I think just having an amount out there so that it's at least on the horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a shock later.
But we're going to have some years to prepare. It's not like it's going to be next year.
That's what this is
right.
for.
It's not like they're going to come out and give us a year to get it done. But I don't know. I mean, you're talking the EPA and the DNR and.
Truthfully, look at here, these what we have on here in 28 probably isn't going to come close to what it is. So by throwing it.
I mean, and all the costs go up every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
for everything.
Yeah. So
inflation, but we don't know what prices are going to do. I mean, we didn't anticipate the prices doing what they did over the last couple of years.
Exactly. I think we need to have it on here. I think we need to keep it on our plans and update the CIP as the plans come to fruition.
I just don't know what amount.
Yeah, I don't know what amount to put in.
What amount?
And what are other cities doing as far as planning ahead for this? Do you have any idea?
No.
Would there be any sessions at the...
I think not on the CIP so much, but there is a lead service line, a topic on the annual conference.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'd be good.
Well, and we can make sure we go to that and get it added after that.
Keep it in mind.
Do we list it down here as unscheduled for
maybe
right
that
now?
Would
just
be
so
a,
it's
yeah, in let's the, do that.
In
yeah.
that I would agree with you know, that. It's listed.
You got it. So we have it on black and white, have it on paper.
That way, because we knew this was coming.
Oh, yeah. It's
fine. We did not know it was coming. So people previous to us had probably heard about it, but it was a surprise to the current council. Mm-hmm. So let's not make it a surprise to the next council, whoever that may be, in 1 to 10 years.
Did you read the article on the Cityscape, which Sally drew my attention to? Mm-hmm. I didn't even mention, I think, possible money coming for that.
Yes, there is grant money.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've heard about that, but they haven't finalized anything. They haven't opened it up or anything yet, because I think they're planning as they go along.
They're flying by the seat of their
exactly.
pants just as much as we are. So let's be a little proactive instead of reactive.
So looking down on the list, we don't know what the cost of the Wellness Park Phase 2 is.
No. So with that one, we will know numbers in November or December. So when we get those numbers, it might not be a project all at one time, but we can tackle things depending on what the cost of everything is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to wait and get those costs. Like, what is the pond going to cost?
Right.
What is the pavilion going to cost? And then we can plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I mean, we have no idea. That 1.2, I'm sure, is not even close.
Yeah. So agreed. Yeah. Okay. Under fiscal year 26, the egg sewer basin evaluation, evaluate how to eliminate this. I didn't know what that meant.
What do you mean, 25?
Oh, I'm on the list, the memo you gave us.
Oh, okay. Oh, basically how to eliminate the egg sewer.
We have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
How to eliminate. It has to go.
That's what I meant.
It has to go.
We have evaluate no how to eliminate that and not.
You mean tear
that.
It out?
Yes.
Right? So we have the evaluation in 25, but then the actual project would be in 26.
Mm-hmm. So
it's collapsing and it's currently in
that because it's square brick and clay. Yeah. And yeah.
So, okay. Wow.
We removed part of that, right, when this building was
Mm-hmm.
I remember going over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
but that was just small.
So where's the part that's a problem?
All of it. It's just like different stages of deterioration depending on the area.
It goes diagonally all the way through mm-hmm. the city
and ends up at the wastewater plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If it, let's put it this way: if we don't do something about it, flush could become a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 1.5 million with that, is that, I know we don't know how much it's going to cost, but is that just a...
That's a number. Again, I have no idea until we actually go out for, bids and...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, that's going to be a multi-year mm-hmm. project as well because mm-hmm. of the funding and the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Anybody else have questions about anything on here?
I guess I would like us to talk more about the streetscape because I have Steve on has joined the meeting. So if there's any questions, we did include a rendering of what possible it will look like on South Iowa, because I know that was a question that we had the last time about
mm-hmm.
what will it look like or how will we fix the problems. And then I included a memo or information on the streetscape and different things, how we can fix it. And I know I talked to Steve about how this is going to be a multi-year project because we can't tear everything up. And I asked him if we could do like two sections. Like what I mean by that is like, if you look at the map, like if we would do North Marion and West Main as one project, one year. Yeah, like do a corner at a time and then we do the other corner and then, so we could possibly do it in four seasons, maybe, or I don't know. And Steve, you thought that was doable, correct?
Yeah, I do, Deanna. It's obviously going to be and obtrusive for those individual areas at that time, but if you can get those particular areas and isolate those and kind of keep those together. I certainly think you can split that up with two segments at a time. Obviously you could do more. You could potentially do less, but obviously there is some cost savings with level of scale. So you have to keep those things in mind.
Okay.
Sort of concerned with West Main is with that building that's damaged there. How long are they going to be working on that building and have equipment there and everything?
Do you mean
where the fire was?
Yeah, where the fire was.
You don't mean the old library, you mean the West Main.
No, West Main, yeah. Okay, where the fire was. I don't know, we're waiting. I mean, I had an update from the property owner yesterday.
I mean, it's going to take a long time, or a fairly long time, I would think.
Yeah.
That worked. not around the park, but, and next week, but anyway.
Right. I mean, it'll be done before we would start that project. We're not going to be starting this project.
So anyway.
For,
well, not in that quadrant.
We could pick another one.
I would think that we, I mean, just me, I would.
Did you have a comment?
Can I make a comment?
Oh, sure.
I don't want to interfere.
No.
You have fires on East Main, you had a fire on West Main. Both of those fires had fire hydrant issues. I would think that would become a priority for public safety to take care of that infrastructure and do that all at the same time rather than try to fix infrastructure or tear it up, fix infrastructure, come back 2 years later, tear it up to do streetscape. Put it all together and prioritize that. Didn't want to interrupt, but that's just from a public safety standpoint, I think that
makes sense.
Would make that a priority for those. Mm-hmm.
So are you saying to tackle all of them at the same time?
No.
Or
we can't
just those two ends.
The two ends.
Where those fires were, where you know there was a fire hydrant issue. Taking some action to fix those problems and
so maybe
take care
South
of that street at the same time.
South West Iowa wouldn't be priority probably might be public safety, and the Main on Main would be more priority than South Iowa.
Although
if you're
I
looking
see,
at public safety,
I see the elevation and the steps, South and North Iowa is like,
but
different different forms of public safety.
Yeah,
you're looking at fire. You're looking at
I'm
loss
looking
of
at
life.
Navigability and
you're looking at loss of life, loss of infrastructure, loss of.
There are apartments on both of those streets.
And we could see extensive damage and loss of life if in the event of a fire.
Well, we've had several close calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I noticed on this and you're talking about accessibility. I don't see full accessibility into this building on South Iowa. I see in this plan, I see what I think I see is a step into every business there. But again, I'm going back. I won't go back to who is responsible for their own accessibility to their own building. We are giving them streets, or we're giving them a new street, new sidewalk. But as far as accessibility into their own buildings, who's responsible for that? Is that the city or is that the business themselves?
Steve can.
Okay.
Because I asked him the same question.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if the city is going to be doing some improvements, that's something that you'd want to consider, right? Will you want to provide ADA accessibility to that building that does not have it? There are different rules and requirements for ADA accessibility for a facility like this, and it does depend on if they have any other openings that have ADA accessibility and those types of things. But in the end, there are certain requirements that we'll have to work through to figure out which properties would necessarily have to have it or need it, or the city would have to maybe provide it. If you look in most downtown street renovations or streetscapes projects, you see a variety of different things. If you go around different cities and look, you'll see a lot of steps on downtown streetscape projects because of ADA accessibility and not being able to provide it. In this case, and what we put together here, we certainly could add another step for this, what we drafted, just to make that ADA accessible. So it's easy to do based on what we've drawn here. We just didn't go the full way with providing that. And there's a couple of reasons, you know, when you start doing that, then you're looking at structural things you have to consider with the building, because you're going up against the building, you're looking at getting closer to the windows. And some cases, there's just different facades that you have to be careful of. So as you're doing the planning for these types of projects, you really have to start looking at all those things and what the impacts are going to be.
Okay. Well, I have several questions here. First of all, there's an extensive amount of dirt that's being moved. This would cause a lot of shaking up of the ground. And whose responsibility if these buildings cannot withstand some of their own structural, are they structurally safe for this extensive of a dig and rebuild on the street?
Yeah, obviously there'd be some concrete removal, you know, the pavement removal and those types of sidewalk, the curb, those types of things. Generally, you can complete a lot of those types of things without doing a lot of heavy equipment. You know, you can even do some of those types of things with a skid loader, for instance. If there's a concern about certain buildings, obviously part of the contract documents that we can include in there is that their contractor complete monitoring, vibration monitoring at the buildings. So that just allows the contractor to be able to fall back on that during construction and say, okay, here's the results that we have for vibration monitoring construction. There was hardly any movement. Therefore, if there was any damage, perceived damage by the property owner, they have information and the city would be able to fall back on that data to show the property and say, hey, there really wasn't much for ground movement and or vibrations at the building that would cause damage that you're describing.
Because I do have concerns for liability on the city side. Also, with that being said, we have paved several streets here in the last and built streets here in the last few years. We have assessed every landowner on these new streets. Some of them have not been happy, and I understand that completely. So with that being said, we are doing a complete rebuild of streets and sidewalks. I don't know if we assessed in the original streetscape.
We did not.
We did not. How can I tell landowners, private landowners, that we're going to assess you, but we are not going to assess business owners? Have you come across that? And Steve, have you come across that at all in your work?
Sorry, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
I mean, assessments are always difficult. Obviously, when you're looking at assessments, you look at assessments as the community. Some communities assess all their street work and they try to be consistent with that. And some kind of have a mix and match depending on the location and what they're doing. And it can vary. Every community is different. It really obviously does depend a little bit on what has the city of Washington been doing and how do they want to be perceived as handling assessments going forward. So those are always important decisions that the city staff and the city council have to make when they're doing projects such as this.
Okay, well, I have, Sally and I were talking about this last week, and there might be another option that's not like assessments, but a way that the property owners could possibly contribute to the project. Because it sounds like the property owners are definitely interested in having this done. So we need to figure out how much are they interested and how much are they willing to help get the project done. So there is this thing called SMID District. It's a self-supporting district. And it's all generated and started by the property owners. It adds an extra tax to their taxes, but then it can be used for like a capital improvement project, such as a downtown streetscape, or it can be used for many different things. Some cities use it for like their main street district to add flowers to their street lamps, you know, put benches in their parks, whatever. But I think this might be a way that we can maybe get them on board and help pay for this, but not assess them. So I think that might be something we need to look at. And myself, the mayor, a council member, whatever, go and talk to some of the key players downtown and get their feedback and see what they think, and then go from there. I think at least it's worth looking into.
Well, I think I definitely think we have to have something to explain to our private landowners before we start really getting into the nuts and bolts of this. Because we did, we had a whole...
What did we do last time? Anything?
No.
We bonded for it. We bonded for the, it was $1.8 million and we bonded for it.
It's pretty clear.
Well, everybody paid for it.
What?
Everybody paid for it.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty clear that around the square, that is our public space. And so it makes sense that as a community, we did not ask the individual property owners directly on the square. I mean, I don't think that's inconsistent application of the rules. That's a public space. So going back to our Adams Street Tatum project, that's one where we had a special assessment, right? Mm-hmm. So looking at the line item here, I think the $75,000, that's a special assessment. That was about 5% of the project cost, if the numbers mm-hmm. are correct here. And so 5% of our $10 million project is $500,000. I could see downtown business owners being willing to dip in that amount. It's not like we're asking mm-hmm. them to pony up half of the project.
Right. Okay. I just want it fair is fair. I don't want anything special for anybody. Nobody is special. Nobody is special. Everybody is equal. So we just need to treat everybody equally and know that everybody is important. Everybody in this town is so important, and we need to make sure that they feel important and have a say. That is my
I think we just need to be careful when we're messaging about considering an assessment. Are we talking about them paying half of the project cost or 5%?
There's limits. I mean, they can only pay up to a certain amount of their assessed value.
Right.
So
I just want what's fair is fair. It's, you know, everybody, we all have to live here. We all have to share. Yep. And that's all I ask.
Okay. I have a question for Steve about ADA accessibility. I had somebody in our community raise the idea of doing curbless sidewalks. They said this is popular in other countries. The idea being that going from the street to the sidewalk, there's no step up required for anyone. And to keep pedestrians and folks on the sidewalk safe, we would use bollards. That was a new word for me. So I guess, Steve, have you seen that approach with any of the other projects you've worked on?
We have not really seen that employed much in a downtown setting. There are certainly other mitigation strategies to try to reduce some of the impacts to ADA in a downtown settings. And obviously, you look at all of those during the planning and design phases of a project like this. Obviously, you want to try to limit the impact to the ADA folks as much as possible. And, you know, there's a lot more available in that regard now than there used to be many years ago. And I think as you go forward with the planning for a project like this, we would just need to figure out, okay, what's the city's desire? If that's something that you want to look at in certain areas, maybe that's something that we could look at in more detail. But I just have not seen that done citywide on a project yet.
Okay. And what kind of a sidewalk is this? Is this a smooth sidewalk that you have listed here, Steve?
Yeah, the draft report that we put together for the downtown included pavers. And at the time, I believe we're looking at the possibility of pavers and or potentially, I think there was some discussion at one point about stamped concrete too, but there was some, you know, obviously, those types of details could be worked out as you get further into design. Obviously, the stamped concrete's a lot cheaper, but maybe not quite as nice looking over time. So those are just things that, you know, as you get into the nuts and bolts of what this project's going to look like, how much you want it to look like the previous phase versus looking at, you know, how much you want to do differently with the new phases, we could get into more details there.
Mm-hmm. I just want to go on the record. I'm adamantly against what we currently have. Adamantly, it is not wheelchair. It is not wheelchair friendly. It is not walker friendly.
They're speaking of brick and
walk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Adamantly against it. We need, if you were talking ADA compliance, maybe it is, but it is not comfortable for people in wheelchairs or using walkers.
Okay.
And as we were looking for stuff from the first streetscape, because we were trying to find how it was paid for, and we found out their information. They did consider other options. They did mm-hmm. consider putting like the brick just next to the curb, and, you know, 18 mm-hmm. or 24 inches out.
almost more of an accent
yeah.
than the main walking
mm-hmm. Yeah, so they that did was part of the plan, and they just decided not to go with that and go with the full walking area mm-hmm. with the brick.
Okay. Well,
yeah, a lot of times you can do maybe a kind of the opposite, right? Where you do accents on the sides, and then the main walking path would be more of a typical sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which I think we found that, I mean, it looks nice, but it's not very safety. I mean, the safety is affected, and trip hazards. And
doesn't last.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I add, most of the downtown retailers would probably fight you if you actually tried to continue. I mean, really, they're with you, like, it's not fun. And I wear heels all the time, so I don't love walking on it either. Mm-hmm. And so that's.
I mean, is there like another option, like doing like a red concrete?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different options. You know,
like,
that
instead of the pavers, just like a red right. concrete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, once we would move into the design phase. I'm sure Steve would put together different options, and then we would have to decide mm-hmm. what we want to go with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I do want to bring up several streets in town that are not safe for bicycles to be on. We're going to have kids going nose over Nelly on them. What? Mm-hmm. South 4th. The intersection of McCready and 3rd. North 13th and 4th, I think is it, are there. They are in horrible shape. Down on Orchard, I actually myself tripped, and that hasn't been fixed. That part of it, of Orchard, hasn't been fixed.
Whatever needs to be done at Orchard will all be fixed. That's okay. All yet.
Yeah, yes. that's great. So we have got some, and I think we need to definitely put those on the radar because it's mm-hmm. only a matter of time before our blades are going to pull them up and they're going to become gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against the streetscape. I am for equal priority for the streets as well, and the infrastructure that we need. Infrastructure is not pretty, and there's not a lot of foo-foo with it, but it has mm-hmm. to be done. We have to keep up our city streets. So mm-hmm. I think this looks absolutely amazing, and we got to find money for it, and it needs to be planned, but we need to keep everything in perspective.
South 4th is already on for another fiscal year 27.
Not all of
South 4th water main to Van Buren.
But overlay.
So
yeah, South 4th.
But you're talking
main to Van Buren.
North. Yeah, this is north.
North 4th?
Oh, yeah, we've got north end. North, well, south 4th around Lincoln is yep. but we've got north, there's three intersections in the north end of town. I think north, 13th and
4th. So this 13th and 4th is north?
Yes.
Fourth?
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. It's very, very bad. McCready and 3rd, which is also a part of, well, we've got the hospital in the way, and on the way to the high school. It's a very residential with a lot of kids. That is a very bad one. I don't have my list with me. Mm-hmm. I should have brought it. I have a list. But these are all very.
Well, get them to
areas.
Me, and then we'll mm-hmm. talk with JJ, and we'll get them plugged in.
Yeah,
those sound like something could be an in-house.
No, these are big. These are like not just fix a patch. These are. Like sounds like
up.
More of a tear up than
mm-hmm.
yeah.
We've got manholes that are falling in or mm-hmm. are starting to drop. A question. Now, did you get input? I mean, is there other department heads? Did you get input from other department heads? Is there something that we should be also seeing on?
They all were asked before when I did the first plan.
Okay.
If there's anything, and nobody got me anything except for the parks and the streets and water. And
I talked with JJ.
Yeah. And okay. I spent lots of time with JJ on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelsey, I haven't had a chance to talk to her. Welcome back, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
We talked with Kelsey. She has kind of an idea plan how this.
Well, she has a copy of it. Have we sat down and actually went through any of this? No, not yet. The last few months, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay.
But when we go to do the budget, we will definitely look at what we have planned for fiscal year 25 and figure out,
okay,
where we put it in the budget. And,
okay.
Yeah.
I know she's only, this is only her second day back. but that's also we need to have our financial director to go through this as well.
Yep.
Right. So, Fran, you look like you want to make a comment.
When we move back to the streetscape, we got away from that real quick.
Okay. All right.
And I think we're heading in a really good direction. We're talking about doing both the main public safety issues. Side question. Has the rest of those hydrants been checked up on the square? Make sure they work.
Ask for fire.
If we had two on the square that didn't work and we got five more up there, probably should check those.
Yeah.
Okay. Now back to the street.
Our hydrants regularly.
Yeah. I know. I know they're flushed regularly, but do we hook a truck up to them and see if they work?
I thought they used the ones on the square when the ones, like the one in front of the library, the one that failed. So then they hooked up on the northeast corner of the square.
Okay.
So that one got the job done, but I don't know.
So
Saying, let's just check it.
Yeah.
Now back to the streetscape.
Okay.
I like the idea of doing both sections of Main because that's what we do. We know we have an issue there. So why don't we just kind of tag team that all the way through it? We know South Iowa is going to be an entity into itself. We're talking about elevation differences.
Mm-hmm.
So say I'm just going to pick a year, say 2026, we do both Main. Then 2027, we do South Iowa. Then 2028, we do both Washington. And then we do both Marion.
Although only one Washington needs to be done.
No, there's two there.
No.
Because the one
it's
coming
done.
Down here by the theater.
Got the wrong address.
There's only seven.
Right.
Yeah, there's only seven.
I thought that was South Iowa. I'm sorry. I got my map turned sideways here. Wait a minute.
That's all right.
I got to turn my map.
It's only seven.
Yeah, so it's like this. So this is the only Washington that we have.
That's Washington. Yeah. Okay.
The only thing is, so these are the two Maines, two South Marions, two Iowas.
Okay. So we both Iowas.
Optimistic about money too.
I was right.
That splits it up.
We have to figure out where the money is coming from.
So we still have to raise the money. We have to make the plan. I don't think feasibly we can't even think about it till 27 at the very earliest.
Right.
I just said I picked the number.
Yeah.
Just so I can get the.
And what do you guys think?
I want this to happen, but if we keep pushing it back year after year after year.
Well, it's been
we're just like to do with the wellness part.
Years. It's just gonna, the more we push it back,
the further it's gonna get away from us.
Well, the more it's gonna cost.
Exactly, that's why I'm saying.
So,
and we haven't set anything up for 2025 yet, so we're still pretty
good. Yeah, we have some money.
It seems like a good next step would be making a plan to have the next stage of the engineering work done.
Right.
Because then we'll have firmer numbers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there will be a lot of work involved, like community input and work that we need to do to hone in on our design phase. And so I would like to see us get that piece, the design piece, programmed on here.
Right. And that's one thing I talked with Steve. So if you guys wanted, we were all in favor to move forward, then he would start to put together what, and then we'd have the breakdown. Like, what does all the sidewalks cost for each area? What does the streets cost? What does the infrastructure costs, because right now it's just a number, $1.4 million.
Right.
But what makes up that $1.4 million? And then, I am not opposed to talking with the downtown owners about this SMID prod idea. you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but if they really want it done, I think they can help a little.
And I think they want to see it happen.
They do.
Instead of wait.
On what we're hearing.
They don't want it to wait.
Right.
We've got to jump on this.
Yeah.
And you kind of laid right. out.
Yeah. And with the they, the property owners, they set the rate. They set how for how long.
Mm-hmm.
They set everything.
Now, another question. With that being said, if we have them work on a plan, and we're getting down, I mean, we're starting budget talks. And so is this, how much is it going for to do more planning? How much is it, does it going to run? Is it in our budget?
Right.
And if we need to.
Or do we wait and budget for it for next year?
That is.
Mm-hmm. You know what the cost yeah. would be
we,
for that?
I have yeah. wait, that we have to, I haven't talked with Steve yet. About okay. That, but
I would think it would be very wise for us to put mm-hmm. it in our 2025 budget mm-hmm. to work on the plan yep. for Maine and go from there. That just gives us proactive, not reactive.
Steve, how do you feel about that?
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure everybody's on board.
When we get that plan
mm-hmm.
to start having
some have a conversation. Yeah. No, need to hardcore look, numbers to it. And
right, look for funding sources.
We can plan for it.
So when we budget for that for next year, then you want him to provide numbers for all of the areas or for the priorities, the first priority that we want to work on?
I think we need to just set our priority for let's
well, if they know what it's going to cost us to do Maine,
let's start.
I think we should.
That's going to kind of be about the same for all of them.
I think so too. So we at least have an idea.
Yeah. We set the one. It's going to set the balance. The only one that's going to be really weird is South Iowa.
South Iowa.
That's going to be the one that's going to be the more expensive one because of the elevation issue.
But what would be wrong?
And that may not be an issue.
And the figures maybe get out of date, but what would be wrong with getting the cost for all of it? How much more would that be?
We just multiply it times four.
Amount of money for something that we absolutely are going to have a flood service line. It'd be nice to know overall, but it's going to change. Let's work on the one end first. Let's get that done and get it taken, knocked out, and then we can work towards the next.
Yeah, but
I'd say we work on Maine, and we can base everything off that.
But once they would do the plan for the whole thing, you would know what you're dealing with. Yes. Costs would go up, but you don't have to go back in another 2 or 3 years to get another, okay, how are we going to do this street? Would it cost all that much more to have the whole?
I don't know. We can work with Steve on that yeah. and see what would it be just to do our top priority of East and West Main mm-hmm. or to do the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference in pricing?
Right.
And then we can decide if we're going to budget for it next year. We have time to talk about that and
yeah.
plan for that.
Okay. Okay.
I think it'll be really important to keep our downtown property owners in the loop on our timelines because regardless of if we decide to do all 7 segments or not, I think they want some certainty because some of them are thinking about doing improvements to
the entryways. Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Now, so if we're like, the earliest this is going to happen is, I'll just throw a number out, 2030 on your street. If we can
they'll probably do their sidewalks.
They will, they may decide to do some work on their own. So just keeping them in the right with our plans will help them make decisions for their businesses.
Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just the flip side of that, some of them have considered not staying if they don't know what's happening or if it doesn't look like it. So I would just agree.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a lot of sticker shock about this $10+ million, but there are a lot of ways we can chunk it out, and it involves a lot more than just making our sidewalks look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I went through and I added up all of our water main and our paving and road projects, both scheduled and unscheduled, and they come out to $11 million. So, we can have sticker shock if we lump everything together, or we can try and break it into chunks and work it into our long range.
That's true. Good advice. All right. Do Janet, have we given you enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Guidance. Anybody want to make any additional comments? Mary, you haven't said anything.
I'm just excited to see it's moving forward, and you know, it needs to be done. Everybody knows that. So it's pretty obvious. You know, we did that well-marked walk around, so you can see it firsthand what was going on. And it was hazardous in some spots. And you know, if we want to draw more tourism, if we want to draw more people living in this area, make it ADA compliant, stroller compliant, you know, if we want more young families moving here, I think it is important. Because the more people that come here and feel comfortable here, hopefully they'll settle down here and protect.
Yes.
You know, we want people to join our
community. In the interim, I do think we need to put another banister up there at Kennedy Insurance on those steps on both sides. I really think that that would
That's something we could do.
I think there should be one on both sides, or one right down the middle, on both sides and down the middle.
I agree.
I think that's very low cost. I think that we should probably get that done.
All right. Well, any more comments?
Yes. On a design situation, you know, I can be adamant. I'm very adamant against bump outs on the alleys. I had an incident this week where I could not get through the street because two pickups were so close, I could not get my car through. Backing up downtown is extremely terrifying with the traffic speeds down there. But these bump outs to me look like safety hazards anyway, because if you notice, especially the ones at the alley, you've got a bump out and then you've got parking in the middle. So if you've got a big pickup there, then plus it looks like just a waste of money to put bump outs on an alley.
Well, and it's a waste of our precious parking.
Right. I was wondering about that.
Eliminating those anyway.
Our alleys and bump outs by the alley.
So we can save some money by getting rid of all the bump outs on alleys.
Mm-hmm. At least not by the alley.
Like the bump outs. Plus, because it slows people down. Because it brings the.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
bring that out closer to the
crowd. Get through. That's what slows you down.
That's part of the speed that kind of slows people down.
Very well.
Maybe they could be adapted so they're not so far into the street, maybe. Okay. You know,
well, we could still have the bump outs at the intersections.
Except if you notice, the bump out goes right across the pharmacy over here. You can't get into their drive through because the bump out goes clear across where you drive.
Well, I did notice some incorrect things on this, like showing a driver where there's no driveway. Jones Funeral should have a driveway
The bump out.
Cause them some real
problems. There's gotta be some tweaking, but I really, really, really would hope that we would not do bump outs for the alleys. Because like you say, those big trucks, the fact that it pinches the traffic lanes and everything, just seems like a waste.
Yeah, it does. Even on the picture, it looks like there's no room to get through.
Space and parking space.
We can certainly evaluate those bump outs. I think there were some other drivers that were part of that discussion initially. So we certainly, as we work through the plan with the city, we'll work through the details on what the city wants there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Is there anything, since you brought it up, is there anything we can do about the really long trucks downtown?
I don't know. I was
going to ask. Well, today I tried getting through and there was a big truck next to the curb and then in the middle, and I was like,
didn't say you have to fit within the parking spot?
If you want to
businesses to receive their delivery, you're gonna have to put up. Are you talking the longer pickups?
The longer pickups.
Pickup trucks, not the delivery.
Yeah, like the regular truck.
King cab things or whatever.
Yeah. Can we do anything about those?
If they would just
big sign up, no big trucks allowed.
Yeah, that's
some
of it.
I'm not sure that's the can of worms you want to open up.
Well, it's not just trucks. We have people in cars that aren't
crossed. They don't park all the way in.
They don't park all the way
in. Pull up far enough when they're too far out.
Maybe we should emphasize, how many steps have you gotten today?
So park by the, yeah, around the street, around Central Park.
I mean,
Park.
Surely if somebody literally pulls halfway into their parking spot, can we not give them a parking ticket? They're blocking that, traffic.
I don't know. How about it, Chief?
I mean, a way to fix that is
like, I'm talking to you,
right? Yeah, yeah, but one might be just one in the middle, but you want to lose.
Just one in the middle instead of two.
And that's something we should consider, actually.
Oh,
one row in the middle. Well, I mean, how much would you lose? It would solve some of that. The vehicles are bigger. I mean, we've got a lot of big vehicles downtown.
Well, this was designed back in 19, odd what? And
horse and buggy days.
Truck parking to curbside.
Right.
Right.
I think that would eliminate it.
You mean like,
you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No center truck parking limited.
Mm-hmm. But how many people would
follow that?
With that being said, who would enforce it?
Well, exactly.
Exactly. Isla will. Well, hair is a meter maid. Giving exactly. Tickets.
Well, seriously, when we changed to around the square, that we have 2-hour parking in front of the businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I live there and I parked my car longer than 2 hours, and the business came out with a little note that said, ooh, hey, this rule. And so I didn't get a ticket, but we have friendly people who might be so inclined to put a post-it.
Oh, I'm lucky.
No, I wasn't
offended.
I didn't know about the
new rule.
And so,
actually, it's not a new rule. It's been there for years.
Yeah. Did we not put signs up or something? Something changed.
There was one section, I believe it was Marion, South Marion, okay, was not included in the ordinance.
Okay.
So that one.
No,
when we did the streetscape many years ago, somebody on the council or downtown was adamant about not having any extra signs. And that's where it went.
We used to have a lot of signs.
Yeah, we did.
Differently.
And no U-turn signs. And they were adamant about them disappearing, and they did. That's why there isn't any.
Well, I think we should think about creating solutions to address the long pickup trucks, because it is a challenge. If you're going to get through the street,
that happens to me all the time.
I know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
More police and
barrel. Okay. Well, we've had a lot of discussion topics tonight. So thank you all. And no more final comments from anybody? You want to do a once around or? Okay. Chief, why don't you start the once around? Do you have anything for us?
We are I jinxed myself the last meeting and said we were full staff, and a week later I have an officer leaving, so we are hiring again, and that ad has been posted. I think we've actually sent out 4 or 5 packets, hiring packets already, so hopefully we will be able to get that filled. Other than that, we're getting a lot of fraud calls again. A lot of people are getting scammed and falling for those romance scams and thinking that they've found the one and sending off lots of money. So we're staying busy, and the comment came up about enforcing the parking, and yeah, we get a lot of those complaints too. We need to try to handle those as we're handling all the other things that take a little more priority in when some of the parking issues.
Okay. Thank you, Sally. This is your last meeting.
Yeah.
So we are wishing you all the best. Sorry to see you go, but thank you for your time. Okay. All right, Deanna.
I don't really have, I wasn't prepared either. It was a special meeting, so. We did interview 2 people for maintenance last week, and we're doing the processes, background checks, and all that stuff. And then we are setting interviews for our wastewater positions. So those will be held next week.
Okay. Brian.
Got the boot off.
Yay.
You're good about that. starting to cause problems when you work too much.
Good.
Other than that, I just need the chief for a couple minutes after we get done here.
Okay. All right. Well, meetings are starting up again. Chamber board meeting, emergency management 911, and nuisance. And next, is it next week that's the League of Cities conference?
Yes,
next already. Week. Wow. So, yeah, other than that, really don't have anything. Really.
I had a resident stop me at the flea market or the craft show and said that why C and B are not parking one side only 24 hours. She said we have pool activities throughout the evening. And she said it, I don't know what she had done, but she said it was an absolute nightmare with something going on at the schools. And she said it was a nightmare going down back and forth, back and forth. And she said those being two major thoroughfares to the high school need to be parking one side only 24 hours. So I said, I'd bring it back to the council. I said, that's what I had originally supported, but I'll bring it back and let everybody know that you're feeling about that.
So. Oh, and I did, sorry, to piggyback on that. I did have a resident say that we should be flashing red light at Main and Second. Mm-hmm. We should cover the light, turn it off, and have stop only on the Main part and no stopping on Second.
I think I talked to that person.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just telling you that. So.
They find that odd there, and they think that is a through street, and they do find that odd. I have a lot of out of town family, and they thought that was very odd.
And a flashing red light.
With that and that Second isn't, it's all the way through,
mm-hmm.
but there all of a sudden you come to that, and they just think it's just odd. So,
well, Mount Pleasant's got flashing red there.
They don't live. They don't go to Mount Pleasant.
There's a flashing red light on itself.
They don't go or out of town. They just think it's not
a flashing red light on South Iowa.
Yeah,
it would. Iowa and Van Buren. Isn't that a flashing red? Well,
yeah, it's a stop sign.
Iowa and Van Buren.
Those are stop signs. Those are stop signs. Okay.
Yeah.
See what I pay attention to. Those are stop signs.
So, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Ben.
Other than parents complain about the streets around Lincoln. That's all I got.
All right. Okay.
I don't have anything else. Like, yes, somebody told me something, but I can't remember who it was, so I'll get back later. But,
okay.
I wanted something full time. You're comforting.
All right.
I just got lots of input from downtown business owners for the streetscape, so I just want to thank everyone for engaging in discussion. It's not an easy project, but I think we have some good momentum moving here.
Right.
Of what you were. No, okay.
All right.
Both into adjourn.
Second. Okay. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I see that now.
I mean, that's
just preliminary.
The thing is, that's
S-M-I-G.
S-M-I-G.
Yes. And it's.